Hiram and Kate spoke simultaneously. Are you mad?
Bobby, that's absurd. If you think I'd work for this creep...
Bobby held his hands up.
Dad, think about it. To exploit the technology, you're going to need the best investigative journalists you can find, right? Even with the worm cam, you can't dig out a story without leads.
Hiram snorted.
You're telling me she is the best?
Bobby raised his eyebrows.
She's here, Dad. She found out about the worm cam itself. She even started to use it. And as for you, Kate, Bobby, it'll be a cold day in hell. You know about the worm cam. Hiram can't let you go with that knowledge. So don't go. Come work here. You'll have an edge on every other damn reporter on the planet.
He looked from one to the other. Hiram and Kate glared at each other. Kate said,
I'd insist on finishing my investigation into Billy Bob Meeks. I don't care what links you have with him, Hiram. The man is a sham, potentially murderous and a drug runner. And
Hiram laughed.
You're laying down conditions.
Bobby said, Dad, please, just think about it. For me.
Hiram loomed over Kate, his face savage.
Perhaps I have to accept this, but you will not take my son away from me. I hope you understand that.
He straightened up, and Kate found herself shivering.
By the way, Hiram said to Bobby, you were right.
About what?
That I love you, that you should trust me, that everything I have done to you has been for the best.
Kate gasped.
You heard him say that?
But of course he had. Hiram had probably heard everything. Hiram's eyes were on Bobby.
You do believe me, don't you?
Don't you?
8. Scoops. From Our World International News Hour, 21 June 2036. Kate Manzoni, to camera.
The real possibility, revealed exclusively here, of armed conflict between Scotland and England, and therefore, of course, involving the United States as a whole, is the most significant development in what is becoming the central story of our unfolding century, the battle for water. The figures are stark. Less than 1% of the world's water supply is suitable and accessible for human use. As cities expand and less land is left available for farming, the demand for water is increasing sharply. In parts of Asia, the Mideast, and Africa, the available surface water is already fully used, and groundwater levels have been falling for decades. Back at the turn of the century, 10% of the world's population did not have enough water to drink. Now that figure has tripled, and it is expected to reach a startling 70% by 2050. We have become used to seeing bloody conflicts over water. For example, in China, and over the waters of the Nile, the Euphrates, the Ganges, and the Amazon, places where the diminishing resource has to be shared, or where one neighbor is perceived, rightly or wrongly, as having more water than it requires. In this country, there have been calls in Congress for the administration to put more pressure on the Canadian and Quebecois governments to release more water to the U.S., particularly the desertifying Midwest. Nevertheless, the idea that such conflicts could come to the developed Western world, just to repeat our exclusive revelation that an armed incursion into Scotland to secure water supplies has been seriously considered by the English state government, comes as a shock.
Angel McKee, voiceover.
It is night, and nothing is stirring. This small island, set like a jewel in the Philippine Sea, is only a half kilometer across, and yet, until yesterday, more than 1,000 people lived here, crammed into ramshackle dwellings which covered these lowlands as far as the high tide line of the sea. Even yesterday, children played along the beach you can see here. Now, nothing is left. Not even the bodies of the children remain. Hurricane Antony, the latest to be spun off the apparently permanent El Niño storm which continues to wreak havoc around the Pacific Rim, touched here only briefly, but it was long enough to destroy everything these people had built up over generations. The sun has yet to rise on this devastation. Not even the rescue crews have arrived yet. These pictures are brought to you exclusively by an Our World remote news gathering unit, once again on the scene of breaking news ahead of the rest. We will return to these scenes when the first aid helicopters arrive. They are due from the mainland any minute now. And in the meantime, we can take you to an underwater view of the coral reef here.